I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Summer is in full swing now. Amen. My family and I just got back from a camping trip over the weekend, and okay, really, I should say glamping trip, because having a 41-foot fifth wheel trailer with a king size bed, which, let's just be honest, is bigger than the queen size bed in my own house, with a shower and a fridge and running water and bathrooms, that's hardly camping, right? But hey, it's the way I like to do it. So the Idaho mountains here, I've noticed, are a bit different from the California mountains that I'm used to, but both are serene, and gosh, God's creative hands are all over it. Truthfully, this past weekend was a much needed break after last week, because goodness, last week was a blur. Anyways, I hope you put something on the calendar this summer, because even if it's just one day away with the fam or just with yourself, somewhere in the mountains, maybe to the beach, or anywhere where you feel like your heart comes alive with God, you need to do that. And the coolest part about coming home from this trip for me was having a sense of knowing some of those next steps that God wants me to take with Him. And that's what getting away into the wild does for me. Birthing more passionate God dreams and getting clarity with my own heart and path that I'm on. And it's a good thing, my friend. What about you? What does God do with your own heart when you get away with Him? You know, today's podcast has a similar message about this and about what you gain for scheduling less. Specifically, there are three things I want to break into your thinking that you are missing out on if you're not taking charge of your schedule and creating space to breathe. So many people desire these things, yet they feel like they can't attain them. But really, you are just one decision away from obtaining them for yourself and getting exactly what your heart desires, and perhaps what God desires for you the most. I hear this all the time, and not just from my mommy friends, but every single gal in the room. I'm just so busy. Apparently, exhaustion and being busy is kind of worn as a badge of honor these days, don't you think? You know, I get it. I struggle with this too. I'm not sharing this episode as someone who has mastered this, but as someone who needs this daily reminder too, that if we could schedule less, that there's three things we actually want more of that we could have. There are various reasons for the overpacked schedules. You're feeling guilty for saying no to others. You feel unable to change your circumstances. You're feeling pressure to achieve or reach a certain goal at the expense of other things. The list goes on and on. But what if we are missing something vitally important to this equation? What if, by scheduling less of what we feel like we have to do, we can gain the three things I believe women want more of? In fact, we are desperate as a society to have these three things that somehow seem out of reach from all of our busy schedules. But what if you could actually have this, but you're just blind to the reality of how? What if by shifting a few mindset shifts and reworking a few things in your schedule, or saying no to a few things that don't really matter as much, it could open up a way for you to have so much more of what you truly want? A few years ago, I was a product of the overwhelm, exhaustion, and pressure to do more. Although, to be honest, it's crept back into my life again recently, I'm taking a stand once again with what I've learned over the years on how to make my life more peaceful, more functional, and more intentional for a more fulfilling life. Ready to find out what those three things are? You're at the edge of your seat. I could just feel it, right? Okay. Number one, schedule less for more serenity. What you don't realize is that you can actually say no to more things than you realize right now. By saying no, you say yes to more serenity in your life, which gives you space to breathe, enjoyment, and you can stay more present in the moment instead of rushing off to the next thing. Don't you want this? I mean, you really do crave this, right? You want and crave serenity, but you feel like it's out of reach. But it's not. You just have to say no more, even to the things that seem good. but instead are adding to your stress tanks and overwhelming your mind with more frazzled energy, which isn't healthy for anyone else. So take a quick assessment. Think about what is it in your life that you are feeling overwhelmed by, that you could say no to, and it would add more serenity to your life. Number two, purge for more simplicity. This is something that we as a culture don't do very well at. We're constantly stuffing our homes and our lives with more stuff, thinking that this is what we truly want. But what if it's just adding to the clutter of our hearts, minds, and souls, and even our physical abilities to keep up with everything around us? What can you purge then from your life right now? Do you have too much clutter in the home? I guarantee you most of what you own doesn't have a deep purpose or is simply adding to the clutter and overwhelm of your mind, but you don't even realize it. Do you use half the clothes in your closet? I bet you don't. And you would feel so much freer giving some of them away. Do you live in a house that costs too much or strains your budget? Guys, this is a tough one. For some reason, we feel like we can't downsize or change where we live because we're so stuck on thinking that we need a bigger house. Trust me, guys, you don't. I guarantee you, you'd be happier and enjoy life more if you owned a smaller house without the taxing house payment and expenses from it. Maybe you just need to own less so it stops owning you. Are you disorganized and can't find anything in your home? Great key holders. Make sure there's a home for everything so you aren't searching frantically for it the next time. Guys, there's so many ways to simplify your life right now, even on a small scale, that will do wonders to your cluttered heart. And this is something I'm continuing to learn as we moved recently, about 8 months ago, of how much simplicity really is what my heart and mind truly wants. And it's worth it. It's worth it to pursue this and schedule less or add less to my life in order to have it. Number three, last one, schedule less for more soul care. Soul care is so important. I'm talking about making time for yourself for like a 30-minute bubble bath. Or perhaps you've been wanting to read a book. You've been dying to read it for months and you just continue to push it off. Maybe it's turning off your phone for 24 hours. Trust me, this is huge for soul care, you guys. The phones right now are such a distraction. And as much as we think they are helpful when we scroll through Instagram or social media, it's actually doing less for our hearts than we think. Enjoy less distraction and more intentional action as you listen to your heart for what it truly wants and give it that time and space it needs to stay healthy. I promise you will be more productive and enjoy life more if you make time for this in your schedule and opt out of some of the commitments that you've made and let someone else have their turn. We forget as believers that we don't have to do anything more for God to love us. In fact, simply being is possibly the best action you can take with Him. So it's serenity, simplicity, and soul care. Those are the three things that are the most important that we all are dying to have, and yet somehow we think they're out of reach. But they aren't. Stop the guilt. Stop the pressure to achieve more at the expense of sacrificing your own health and well-being for what, really? What's more important than having the peace and serenity that your heart is longing for? Are all those clothes overflowing your closet and the toys spilling over in the living room really necessary? Do you need to own less so it stops owning you? Can you lessen your social media usage in order to enjoy more soul care by reading that book or finishing that project that you keep meaning and want to finish? Serenity, simplicity, and soul care. Friend, they are within your reach if you just choose it today. What if you could have a spiritual mentor in your inbox each week? What if you could receive mini personal growth coaching sessions for free? This is what you get when you subscribe to my Truthful Tuesday newsletters, where each week I try to share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me Jesus. I'll take you behind the scenes like a close friend with more personal updates about our recent leap of faith adventure, sneak peeks at projects I'm working on, and encourage you right where you're at to help you refine and restore your heart and soul. Go to rachelcswanson.com/subscribe to join me and thousands of other women who are getting inspired, challenged, and loved on together. You will also get a freebie or two for signing up as well. See you next Tuesday via email.